and welcome back to the Wonderfilled Stories podcast. This is episode 2, and we are reading together Secrets of the Sofa, chapter by chapter. Today we're going to be reading chapter 2. Today's story has a lot to do with relationships and friendships. Now I want you to think about something. Everybody has got what I call a friendship target. Think of like a target with a bullseye, and then you got the next circle and then the next circle, and each circle gets a little bit further away from the bullseye. Now, some people in your life are just acquaintances and they're way out on the outside of your friendship target. But some people are very, very close to you, like your best friends and your family, and they are right in, very close, maybe even a bullseye type of friend. Now, everybody needs bullseye people in their life. These are the people that you feel most comfortable around and that you can really enjoy yourself with. But the trade-off is that when they do something hurtful, it can also be the most difficult thing to tolerate. It can be very frustrating. We oftentimes unintentionally hurt the people who are closest to us. But also, these are the people that are easiest to forgive. So, it's important that we are quick to forgive those bullseye people in our life, and that we are quick to ask forgiveness when we have hurt them. So, without further ado, here is chapter 2. Chapter 2, No Fear. Kai's fist ricocheted off the bathroom door as he tried to get the attention of his brother, showering leisurely inside.
Come on, Rylan! I have to use the bathroom! He yelled through the thin wood.
Use the other one! Rylan responded casually over the sound of running water and morning radio.
Dad's in there! Kai pleaded. Just unlock the door. I won't look. I won't even open my eyes.
No way I'm going to let you stink it up in here, dork, Rylan called. You have to wait. Or go outside.
I can't go outside,
Kai snarled in frustration as he gave up and headed toward the garage where his bike waited.
Good morning, Kyler, his mom's sing-song voice called from the kitchen as he passed. Do you want some toast? Maybe some juice?
He locked the bathroom door again, Kai complained as he gulped orange juice from a small glass. I thought he wasn't allowed to do that.
Well, teenage boys need their privacy, Kai's mom explained patiently. You'll understand soon enough.
All I understand is that when I hold it, toxic waste backs up into my liver, Kai said urgently.
I think your liver will be fine, son. Kai's mom sipped her steaming coffee.
Are you headed to Jace's house?
Yes, he responded curtly.
I just don't know why Rylan has to be a jerk about it.
We all have to be patient with one another. His mom tossed his hair and kissed his forehead. Poop at Jace's house. The rays of the morning sun poured into the dark garage as the opener rattled and the wide door lifted. Kai scooped up a backpack loaded with old tools and a rope he had salvaged from his granddad's shed. Throwing his leg over the seat of his bike, he winced at a sudden pinch from his gut.
My own family doesn't even care about my toxic liver, he muttered bitterly to himself as he scooped up a walkie-talkie, clipped to his handlebars, and pushed the orange button.
Stalker is on the move. Anybody got their ears on? Over.
Screaming Eagle is reading you, Stalker, Davy's voice squeaked over the speaker. I'm en route to the rendezvous location. Over.
Wait, when did you change your name to Screaming Eagle? Kai questioned. I thought it was Black Bean. Over.
It was Black Wing, Davy responded. But you started calling me Black Bean, so I had to change it. Over.
Okay, Screaming Beagle, Kai replied with a smirk.
I'll meet you at the rendezvous.
Over and out.
It's Screaming Eagle! Davy cried into a silent walkie-talkie.
Jace bounded up the stairs from his bedroom, skipping a step with each stride, and slid into the kitchen. The lingering smell of freshly brewed coffee hung in the air as Jace flopped open the newspaper and pulled out the sports page. Scanning the headlines, he read, Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird, rivalry renewed as Lakers and Celtics eye finals rematch.
Ooh, I can't miss that,
he whispered to himself as a note on the corner of the counter caught his eye. Written in his mother's familiar cursive scrawl, he picked it up and read, Jace, I will be working until 6. Dad is helping Uncle Jim pour concrete for his new garage. Don't get into trouble. Clean up after yourself and have a great day. Love, Mom. P.S. Don't let Davy eat more than one frozen pizza. I will not be going to the grocery store until next week. As if on cue, a head of bright orange hair and freckled face peeked through the kitchen window.
What's up, party person?
Davy called through the pane of glass. A wide, snaggletooth grin spread across his face. A moment later, the kitchen door was thrown open and Davy slid into the room like a kid trying out for the school talent show. Slapping hands in a choreographed greeting, the boys turned their attention to breakfast. The fortress is waiting, dude, Davy chattered as he pulled out milk, cereal, and bowls. Do you need help with any chores?
Nope, no chores. Today is all ours, Jace replied with a deep sigh.
Have you talked to Kai yet?
I radioed him. He's on his way over, Davy said while pouring cereal into two bowls.
He doused them with milk and slid a bowl to Jace, who was just pulling on his second sock. They chomped the soggy pellets of sugar as the clatter of a bike outside announced their friend's arrival. A moment later, Kai's wiry frame burst through the door. Greeting his friends curtly, he shuffled past them toward the hall bathroom.
Must have been a busy morning at Kai's house, Jace joked, and stuffed a heaping spoonful of cereal into his mouth.
Yeah, he was doing the skidmark shuffle when he came in, Davy mimicked his friend, waddling across the kitchen toward the bathroom.
Jace cracked with laughter, and holding his hand tightly over his mouth, fought to keep from spitting cereal across the floor.
His dad should put a porta potty in the backyard, Davy added. Ever since he got a girlfriend, Rylan has lived in the bathroom.
Hey, Jace, I think the toilet fan is broken, Kai emerged from the hallway, drying his hands on the front of his jeans. I cracked the window, but you may not want to go in there for a little while.
Dude, gross! I'm eating!
Davy complained with a mouthful of food.
Swallow before you talk, Jace cried as he punched Davy's shoulder. Nobody wants to see the food in your mouth.
You know, I was thinking, Kai began as he poured himself some breakfast.
Well, there's a first time for everything, Davy teased and smiled widely, holding up a hand for a high five.
Jace ignored it with a lazy eye roll as he jammed another heaping spoonful of sugar bombs into his mouth.
The fortress needs furniture. Kai ignored the interruption. We need to make the space comfortable.
Way ahead of you, dude, Davy said.
I've been thinking about it for weeks.
I guess we will have to make some, Jace reasoned. We could gather more wood from the construction dumpsters.
Using ruffled boards? Davy said.
We're going to wind up with splinters in some very sensitive areas.
I was thinking that we could find some old bean bags, Kai suggested.
Or maybe make some out of old rugs or blankets.
Bean bags? This isn't a kindergarten classroom, Davy responded defensively. This fortress deserves proper furnishings.
He stood as if he were making a presidential speech.
Did King Arthur sit on a wooden crate?
No, he had a golden throne.
Does President Reagan sit in a square office? No, he has an oval office.
Well, what did you have in mind? Jace asked, anticipating an outlandish response.
For starters, I saw two old nets at the Army surplus store.
Davy started to get excited. We could hang them from hooks and use them as hammocks. That way, only one of us would have to sleep on the hard floor.
Well, it isn't a golden throne, but it's actually a good idea, Kai admitted, impressed by Davy's ingenuity. How are we going to buy them? I'm broke.
Already on it, Davy bragged. My dad quit drinking again and is feeling really bad about not coming around for a while. I'm pretty sure I can guilt him into buying a few for us.
That is amazing. Jace gave a celebratory whoop.
Davy, you are the dude.
Davy did good?
Davy asked with a dopey grin.
Don't start with that.
Kai was annoyed when Davy fished for compliments.
It's a good idea. Don't ruin it by being an idiot.
Davy shrugged and went back to chomping his breakfast.
Another thing, Kai referenced his mental list of tasks. We need to retrieve the two pulleys at the top of the tree. I brought a rope from my granddad's shed. If we use it with the pulleys, we could lift heavy things into the fort.
Don't look at me. I'm terrified of heights, Davy piped up. I threw a Monopoly board on the roof one time, and my dad made me climb up and get it.
A Monopoly board?
Jace questioned.
My knees were shaking so bad I thought I was going to slide right off the edge, Davy continued.
The old turd stood in the driveway, chugging his beer and laughing.
Are we still talking about getting the pulleys out of the tree? Kai broke a moment of awkward silence.
Did you say you threw a Monopoly board on the roof? Jace inquired again.
It's a long story, Davy waved off the question.
So anyway, Kai said, redirecting the conversation. I also brought an old crescent wrench so we can loosen the bolts holding the pulleys in place. They're pretty rusty, but we can store them at the fortress to use when we need them.
I can get the pulleys down, Jace volunteered.
I kind of like doing that stuff.
You're the biggest of all of us, Davy protested. You're going to break your neck.
Why are those pulleys up there anyway?
They were probably left up there from when the fort was built, Kai explained. Those heavy support beams had to be hoisted into place.
Well, it's a waste of time if you ask me, Davy rebutted.
We don't have anything heavy to lift, and I'm not risking my life for no reason.
I find it strange that you will risk your life daily doing stupid stunts on your bike, Kai said with a chuckle, but ask you to climb a ladder and you pee your pants.
It's my thing, Kai. Everyone has a thing, Davy said.
Jace hates snakes, and you can't stand...
Well, I don't know what you're afraid of, but I'm sure there is something.
I think my shirt says it all, Kai pointed to the big red letters on the front of his t-shirt that said, No Fear, in jagged lettering.
Let's get going. Jace tipped his bowl and gulped the sugary sludge at the bottom. We're burning daylight.
He dropped his bowl in the sink with a clatter and headed toward the garage. The other boys followed.
Grabbing his bike, Jace swung onto the seat, and after a quick adjustment of the pedals, he pushed off and began to pump his legs. He crossed the yard, bunny hopped the curb, and picked up speed to carry him up the hill ahead.
Davy and Kai hurried to catch up as the team pedaled toward the woods where the fortress was waiting.
Thanks again for joining us for Wonder-Filled Stories. You can check out more of what I'm up to at jasonsoule.com. That's JASONSOULE.com. If you like what we're doing and you want to hear more, you can support this podcast by becoming part of our Wonder Club. Or maybe you'd like to pick up your own copy of Secrets of the Sofa so you can follow along as we read chapter by chapter. However you choose to support us, I am just glad that you're here. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices and you can live with good consequences and not the other way around. Have a wonder-filled day. And I will see you again soon.